HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted a review meeting with chief ministers of all states and union territories on the COVID situation in the country. This was the first such meeting this year. Prime Minister Modi stressed upon the emergence of more variants after Omicron and urged all to stay put and not panic. Emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against coronavirus in the wake of the Omicron outbreak, Prime Minister Modi praised states for cooperating with the center. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party's Central Election Committee to discuss names of candidates for over 172 constituencies in Uttar Pradesh against the backdrop of some prominent OBC leaders quitting the state government in recent days. While Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Nitin Gadkari joined the meeting via video, Union Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several other leaders met at the party headquarters in Delhi. Nadda, Singh and Gadkari recently tested positive for COVID-19. The Uttarakhand police arrested Jitendra Narayan Tyagi, the former Uttar Pradesh Shia Waqf board chairman who until last month went by the name Wasim Rizvi, in connection with hate speeches made at a three-day-long Dharmasin Sadh held in Haridwar on December the 17th to the 19th. This is the first arrest in the case registered on December 23rd after public uproar as videos of the event were widely circulated on social media and comes a day after the Supreme Court sought a response from the state government on what it had done about the alleged hate speeches made at the religious event. A man from Bihar's Madhepura district, who claimed to have taken 12 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine against the norm of 2, has taken at least 8 doses of Covishield in as many months in his home district, a recent inquiry by the state government revealed, according to officials aware of the development. The finding has exposed flaws in the government's Cowin portal, and steps are being considered to iron out these flaws, the officials added. It is not just the exodus of ministers and lawmakers that worries Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, leaders. Instead, they fear deep cracks in the Hindu vote bank that they built, brick by brick, since the 1990s and, more aggressively, from 2012. The BJP's concern was clearly reflected in State President Swetan Tridev Singh's tweet on Thursday. No other government has given the amount of social, political and economic representation to other backward classes, OBCs as the BJP, he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.